How about those tours that you had, the one with Gloucestershire of South Africa, and I think there was a tour of Canada too with Gloucester, wasn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I did, that's right, yeah. I mean, with when I first joined Gloucester, the only tour you had was down to Cornwall.
Yes.
And you'd get on the coach and there'd be a barrel of beer at the front on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And you go down, you can imagine the state everybody got in. You play Penzance and Newlyn on the Saturday, something like Plymouth on the Monday, and Exeter on the way back on the Tuesday. It was, you know, after, you know, 4 or 5 days of drink, that was really hard. And then they started to do these other tours.
Yeah.
Canada tour was, it wasn't easy. You know, they were developing as a side. They were quite a physical outfit. But we only based in around Toronto. We didn't, unfortunately, didn't get to see Canada as such.
Yeah.
But we did get, you know, taken to Niagara Falls, and the hospitality they showed us, we were hosted then, was really, really good. The tour with the county to South Africa was at a time when apartheid was still very high. And obviously they were delighted, teams were touring, but so they were delighted to get us over there, especially as county championships, we beat Middlesex up in London.
Yeah.
At the Richmond ground in London, Scottish ground, before flying out, and that was a, you know, it was a great experience. You saw the other side of apartheid. You either made a decision about it, you know, or you didn't. But again, we went to, it was Rhodesia was the first game then, not Zimbabwe, and that was an incredible game. I was brought to the side, Mike Rafter went down with a stomach bug, which you blame me for, and but we beat Rhodesia, and it was like, it was like going back to colonial England, I would imagine, that you went out there, huge stands and open ground, a bit like Old Deer Park was at that time.
Yeah.
And all the school children there with the boaters, you know, on the head, and we were about the fourth or fifth game on, we were the final game. So it was, yeah, that was really good. Then we flew down to Joburg and we played, I think went down as Port Elizabeth, yeah. Zimbabwe, which is Southwest Africa's now. We played a Transvaal and Northern Transvaal. We were lucky not to beat Transvaal. Northern Transvaal, sorry. Transvaal thrashed us at the Jan Eder Stadium. I never met or saw such big physical men. I mean, we had, you know, as I said, you look at our front row, I said Nelms and Berto and pulling and, you know, fit, but they were all like that right the way through the back row and everything. It was the physicality of it was and the boars, if you like, that South African boar nature was very hard.
I think it was about 7 games on that tour or something, isn't it?
Yeah, we were there for a month, I remember that.
Yeah.
We played
how many
one
games did you actually play in?
One 4 or 3 or something like that.
How many of the games did you play yourself?
I played against Rhodesia, Transvaal, and down it, we played a combined Ute and Irish Dispatch 15.
Uh-huh.
Well, good God, we went out there and they lined up and they cheered us all and clapped us and the music was going, you know, relaxed you, because we'd never ever seen anything like that. And then they kicked off, good God. It was a very, very physical game. I remember Frederick getting kicked straight in the head from the scrum, stitches on his head. It was a very, very physical game. And I played against Transvaal, got injured, otherwise I would have played against South Namibia or South West Africa over at Windhoek, it was then. So that was it, really. I remember we played a side up. You've got to remember, we were the first touring side there for a long time. So they, although we had your Transvaal, Northern Transvaal, Rhodesia, they tended to take us out to somewhere, places in the sticks, to play, because they hadn't seen a touring side. And this one day we flew down from Port Elizabeth to George, I believe. Then we were stuck on a bus, and we were taken for about, you know, 7 or 8 hours on this bus to get to this place. We played this team who'd lost to the Lions the previous year at a record and 90 under points. I can't remember who that was. Played them, and then all the way back in reverse, you know. So, but when we played in Transvaal, we played Transvaal. They put us on a floor, the whole team on a whole floor, and below was a bar. You just go in and have whatever you drink whenever you wanted. Well, you know, fortunately, not many took advantage of that, because that was just another way of wearing you down, I think.
The pitches are notoriously hard, aren't they, in South Africa? Did you find that?
Yeah, but they had plenty of grass. They had I think they called it a kutch grass. It was it was quite a hard, brittle grass.
Right.
We never played on bare pitches, you know. They were always well covered in that.
Right. Yeah.
But it was just the physicality of the South African rugby.
Yeah.
I mean, big guys, it really was. It was a bit of a, you know, even so, we played for Gloucester, we played in local Darwas, and we played Welsh team. This was another step up.
Yeah. Well, this is what they pride themselves on, isn't it, in South Africa? To this day, the physicality of the game.
Yeah.
They still like to play it that way.
It's fading them, unfortunately, of late, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
hasn't it just?
Because they haven't developed other sides, but.
That's right.
Yeah, then. Well, they haven't changed much in that respect, have they? It was physicality.
Yeah.
How about those end of season tours to Cornwall? Any stories from the tours, or aren't we allowed to ask?
It was just normal. You imagine tours at that time, you know, the boys used to drink a lot, get out, have fun. Rugby was really a secondary. It wasn't something you really took seriously. It was just, I've had a long season, let's go have some fun, and that was it, you know.
Yeah.
Anything went, you know.
Because sometimes they'd lose the teams like Tynmouth. It used to be a regular fixture against Tynmouth at one time. And
well,
they used to lose to them, and I used to think, they lose to them.
I mean,
probably all the drinking.
I mean, the first couple of years that I went down as a young lad, it was fabulous, you know. It was just great. Good old fashioned rugby tour, songs, you know, singing and what have you. It was a let off steam. Rugby was secondary, let's have some fun. And they had some characters in, you know. One of my, well, my favourite man at the club was Digger Morris. He was just a great character. Great character, great man. He, for me, epitomised Gloucester Rugby Club for me.
Did you do his pig song each time as well?
Yes, that's right.
Susanna.
And it was always because he'd pull all these faces, but when it got to the whistling bit, because he had only about one tooth in the front, Mickey Booth used to have to whistle for him. So. But I mean, that's what it was, you know, when you go away, you'd have it, everybody would stay, have a sing song, and it was only as the years went by, people started to drift home, and it changed slightly, you know. But.
How did the opposition take it? I mean, did they take it seriously? I imagine they did.
Well, on tours, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the opposition were dead serious.
I mean, to get a side like Gloucester down was a,
exactly,
you know, it was a big thing. So, yeah, they took it seriously. But, you know, we just had enough talent then. You know, you can remember the level that these clubs were at down there. We'd go down with the first 15 with probably about, you know, 8-10, you know, probably county players, a couple of internationals. I think all they ever had at Penzance was Stack Stevens, you know. So it was different. And then, I mean, we played extra the old ground and had a Graham track going around the outside. That was a horrible, muddy, hard ground, you know.
The county ground, I remember that.
Wasn't it? But by the time you got there, third game or Plymouth, whichever way around they did it, you were struggling a bit. Some of you would play 3 games in 4 days then. It took a bit of doing, really.
Yeah.